Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, it's Philip, and it's day... I can't even remember which day of the lockdown it is. It's got to that point where time has completely lost its meaning. Anyway, hope you're well, and we'd like to dedicate this episode to Becky Simzik. Thank you so much for your support, Becky. Right, time for the new lockdown tape, Hurdy Gurdy.
Okay, time for my self-interview. Isolation dulls the mind. Have to keep busy. Tum-ti-tum-ti-tum-tum-tum. The recorder is ready. Welcome. Thank you. My, oh my. You are the most handsome gentleman to walk into my office in weeks. Well, thank you. Do you mind if I blow bubbles? Not at all. Do you mind if I whistle? Of course not. Okay, then. Stop it, stop it, stop it. The bubbles break when you whistle. You stop it. I want to whistle. Oh, so that's how you want to play it, is it? It is. Well, that's it. Get out, you whistling maniac. Oh, damn. Ah, it's you. Welcome. I have a complaint. Already? What? It was really hard to find you. Sorry? You're hiding in a secret wartime bunker. I spent hours trying to locate you. This is ridiculous. Why? Because I've been here the whole time. I mean, you've been here. I mean, we. Oh, this is so confusing. I think I'll just skip the introduction and just jump right in. So, why do you want to disappear? I've forgotten how to play the hurdy-gurdy. That doesn't sound like a very good reason to... Hear me out. Yesterday, I had a dream. What kind of dream? I was riding on Nessie's back. We were racing through the Caribbean waves at incredible speed. Exciting, I know. It was lovely. We were completely gobbered on spicy anchovies, chilla daiquiri, feeling free as the wind. What is a spicy anchovies chilla daiquiri? It's just like a spicy ancho chilla daiquiri, but where you exchange the ancho reyes verde liqueur for actual anchovies. That sounds unique. It was delicious. Though in real life, I wouldn't try it. Better not. Then what happened? Suddenly, we're not in the Bahamas anymore. We're in London, riding across Tower Bridge, and there isn't a human in sight. How curious. I know. The streets are littered with trash. Double-decker buses have fallen over. We pass Houses of Parliament, St. Paul's Cathedral, Trafalgar Square, empty streets everywhere. Creepy. We arrive at Piccadilly Circus, where suddenly I see movement. Something is hiding in the shadows. Not one thing, many things. Many living things. Who? What? Penguins. Hordes of them. Rippling out of the darkness. From all six directions, emperors and kings and royals and Hubalts slither towards us. Nessie tries to climb onto the statue of Cupid, but it breaks, and we fall down right into that vicious waddle. And that's when I wake up and realize I've forgotten how to play the hurdy-gurdy. I see. What do you think it all means? I think it means that you'll have to cut down on snacking before bed. Those wartime rations did taste a bit funny. Wait a minute. Before this dream, did you ever know how to play the hurdy-gurdy? Never. Never even owned one. I see. Congratulations. What? You have piqued my interest. I'll take on your case. How would you like to die? Oh, I don't mind. As long as it doesn't involve penguins. Penguins it is. You'll fall into the penguin pool at London Zoo and get eaten. Oh, no. Those penguins are fierce. They are. They're horrid. That's right. They're terrifying. Absolutely. They're monstrous. That's it, then. Your death will be flightless and aquatic. Wait a minute. Who's conducting this interview? I thought it was me. Are you sure? I'm not. Well, neither am I. How do we find out? I don't know. Oh, I know. Do you know how to play the hurdy-gurdy? I seem to have forgotten. That settles it. I haven't. Now, how would you like to resurface? As a hurdy-gurdy player? You don't remember how to play it. You could teach me. Ah, I like the sound of that. I've always dreamt of having a protégé. As for your new identity, we happen to have an opening as a professor of hurdy-gurdy in the music department at Bawley Castle University. You will also have to teach the clavicithaerium, the banjo-lele, and the hecklephone. Better get practicing. How are you going to pay us? I'm not sure. I have no money. No money? Then how on earth did you think this would work? I don't know. I'm sorry. Maybe I have something you want. What would that be? In my pockets right now I have a keyring shaped like Snoopy. Not interested. A napkin with the words important. Do not forget to call. But with the name and phone number torn off. No, this piece of fluff. Or what about this half-crushed Malteser? Deal. Give it to me. Now. I ran out of Maltesers 3 days ago, and here you come saving my life. It's been a pleasure doing business with you. Now, chop chop, where am I going? Hurdy-gurdy lessons. I'm waiting for you next door with my crank ready, and I'd like my student to be on time. All right, I'm going. Phew. That was rather stressful. Better pour myself a nice cup of Coke. Excuse me. Yes? You're telling me I was supposed to learn the words to Hurdy Gurdy Man by Donovan. Am I? Yes. But it's completely slipped my mind. How does it go again? Fine. Here we go. Hurdy Gurdy, Hurdy Gurdy, Hurdy Gurdy Gurdy, he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy-gurdy, he sang.
Yes, that's it.
Hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy-gurdy, he sang. Roly-poly, 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 poly, he sang. Thank you. Not at all. Nice harmony. Ah, he's finally gone. Wait a minute. Harmony? Harmony? Who was that? Hello? Anybody there? Hello? 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 No one. I'm not in there practicing the hurdy-gurdy. It would seem isolation doesn't just dull the mind. It also sharpens the imagination. Harmony.
The Amelia Project is created by Philip Thorne and Øystein Breger, with music and sound design by Frederick Barden. This minisode was written by Øystein Ulsberg Braga and performed and recorded in lockdown by Alan Bergen. Info on how to support the show, info on the team, and more on our website, ameliapodcast.com. Thank you to Eric Demarge, Sophie Leverzo, Sophia Anderson, and Katarina Zindela. And thank you again to Becky Simzik, to whom this episode is dedicated. And now I'd like to play a trailer for our friend's exciting new podcast, Crypto Zed. Enjoy.
This is Dr. Jane Silver, cryptozoologist, archaic hominids, agent Z02. We're escaping the creatures, the Icemen, running from them, and he fell. He has multiple fractures to the femur, a number of deep cuts, and a concussion. I was able to pull him to this cave, stay alive. It's my duty to communicate what happened, what we saw. The world must understand what Agent Bright and I have found. Our discoveries will change the history of mankind. The future, the past, everything will change. Even if we are no longer alive to see it. But it is most likely that you, listening to my voice now, you have become the guardian of this recording. It is up to you to keep our story alive.
Listen, and I will tell you the secret history of Crypto Zed.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy, available now.